Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here to regale you with lots of information about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here as a willing co-conspirator in the overview of what's going on in the News Talk world, the stories, the people, all the work that's done by the staff at Talkers Magazine to come up with this list every week. They have those frowns on their eyebrows or their elbows, whatever portion of their body that shows that their work is never done. Michael, your work is never done.
Frowns on their elbows? Is that what you said?
You ever see, don't you think, you look at your elbow, the skin on your elbow, does it look like a frown?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Do you know what the elbow is called scientifically?
No.
The weenus.
The weenus?
The weenus.
Because there are weenus among us. Yes, okay.
Yes.
It's good to know.
And some people have resorted to bumping their weenuses as opposed to shaking hands as a show of, hello, a salutation,
instead of
greeting.
Right. We don't want to touch anybody because we're afraid. We're just afraid. Right. Just fear. That's all.
And we're less likely to put our elbow in our nose than we are our hands. All right. Now that we've started off on a really lousy note, why don't we do the top stories? Are you ready?
I think that's a good idea. Yes,
okay.
Please.
At number 10, we have psychology and relationships, as many people are, as the saying used to be, down in the dumps over what's going on. At number 9, U.S. relations with China, Russia, North Korea, and the Middle East. That's tied with Trump being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in the Middle East. And on Friday, the 19th anniversary, 19 years since September 11th, 2001, known as 9/11. At number 8, race relations and police reform. At number 7, the economy and the stimulus package. At number 6, West Coast fires and climate change. At number 5, the crisis in education sparked by COVID-19. At number 4, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 3, healthcare, vaccines, meds, and masks. At number 2, the presidential race and politics. Number 1, two stories broken the same week. The Woodward tapes and the Atlantic magazine article.
Mm-hmm.
The most talked about people, number 10, Kim Jong-un. Vladimir Putin is at 9. At number 8 is Michael Cohen. William Barr is at 7. Nancy Pelosi at 6. At number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Dr. Tony Fauci. Number 3, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. At number 2, Bob Woodward. Number 1, Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of another unusual week that'll certainly be, you know, poured over by the scholars as the years go by, and the history that we're living will be looked back upon with perhaps better insight than we have now.
The whole story of Bob Woodward, were it not for all the president's men and that whole business with Watergate, he'd be pushing a pencil in Peoria. I think he's one of the real opportunists of our time. And that's not to say that there isn't something of value in these tapes, but just another, as far as I'm concerned, he's another schlock salesman peddling a book. Whether there's valuable information in there, so far anything I've heard or read or seen, Michael, hasn't brought me any news or any information that I didn't already know or suspect. What about you? Am I right? Do you think this is just like the whole business? Well, we're not. Why didn't some of this information come out before? Why didn't, if it was so important and so life-changing, why didn't it come out before the book was published? You know, we asked the same question to John Bolton and got the same blank stare.
Well, perhaps there's two truths here. Perhaps Bob Woodward is an opportunist who is saving it so he can sell a book. But perhaps it's true. In other words,
what's your suspicion?
Thing? My suspicion? Yeah. My suspicion is, totally true. I mean, Trump knew it was deadly, and his methodology was to not create a panic, to try to keep people positive, to
the
do
best
a little
interest
bit
of America being served by that, in his mind, yes?
I think in Trump's mind, the best interests of America being served is for him to be totally in charge of everything. In other words, we might have a bit of psychology at work here. All no. I know is my birthday is on 9/11.
Happy birthday!
And it's a problem, you know. I wasn't.
Is it a happy? How can it be a happy?
Well,
I didn't
right.
know. If I knew it, I didn't remember.
That I don't. I'm not a person who really. I'm not a big fan of people past a certain age, like 16, making a deal about their birthdays. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because I've had to deal with the fact that they call it 9/11. You know, so whenever when someone say, "What's your date of birth?" You know, I gotta tell them, you know, 9/11/78. But 9/11, they look at you funny. But I got a card from my wife, an actual birthday card, and it's from Donald Trump. It has a picture of him smiling at me, and it says, "Making your birthday great again." And when you open it, there's a personal message from the president. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Listen.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired, so I'll just say you're hired.
Hey, he's a good guy. I'm
there
voting
you go.
For him now.
right. Well, you know, there are a lot of people. After the convention, there was a different sort of a, unless you're a hardcore hater of Trump, there was a different aura, maybe I'd use that term, a different feeling for a while, that Trump actually was human. You know, he was humanized by, and you know, whether you believe all that stuff, whether you know the conventions are all it's a show.
The conventions were long infomercials.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is that it does have an impact. Advertising pays. And so people feel like he has a human side to him.
And really?
Yeah, I think that came out of that. And wow. So when you hear something like that, it's kind of fun. I used to watch The Apprentice because all I wanted to do was hear him say, "You're fired." You know, that kind of stuff. Maybe that's pretty superficial. But
yeah, that is. That's one of the, that brings superficiality to great depths.
And I have to tell you.
Yes, right. Yeah. But in other words, what you're saying is there's a chance that Trump might actually be human.
Maybe. Could be. Despite all of the Nancy Pelosi-isms of the world that make him out to be somebody that ought to be starring on the, I was going to say the Grateful Dead, but I meant the Walking Dead.
Yeah,
so.
Well.
September.
Kind of
let me. I want to talk to you more. We'll pause here for a second, but I want to talk to you more about September 11th because I think that's a story and a half, and it needs as much attention, perhaps, as some of the other things that we have our minds on this week. So, if you'll give me a minute to do a couple of things, then I would like to have some reflection from you. Speaking of reflection, a lot of people, when they look at the news this week and see, or not just this week, this month, this year, see how many people have passed because they were overweight due to the virus, it gives you, it's sobering information when you look at all of this stuff. And this program brought to you in part by Calitrin, which is the number one way to lose weight safely, not only in America, but all around the world. But you're interested in you. And how to lose weight safely, the simple way, the non-toxic way. And then you want to keep the weight off. And that's what happens when you're using Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, which is the official website. Excuse me, you can go to calitrin.com if you want to, too, if you remember that easily. Both of them go to the same place. And in that website, you'll find everything contextualized. You get the science of how the doctor and the nurses put this formula together 20-odd years ago. The success rate speaks for itself, because how would a company still be in business if they didn't do what they said they were going to do 20-some-odd years later? It works. That's the bottom line. Right now, if you go to toploss.com, understand the science and the success and the stories that are there from people. Understand it's safe for the entire family to use this. So if you or your spouse is overweight, children, let's put them on the program. Take these capsules of the liquid every night before you go to bed. Start losing the weight in 3 months. You'll get some of the weight taken off. And then stay with it another 3 months, and you'll make sure your body is trained to keep the weight off, which is what you want to do. Toploss.com, the website. Saving code is DJV. Use that on checkout. Buy three, get three free. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so the September 11th thing, I was just talking to Michael off the air about the pilot of the American plane, American 11, that was the first plane to go down or into the first tower. The fellow who was the pilot was a man named Oganowski, who was a farmer in addition to being a pilot. Like, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. He was somebody that I knew. We had a lot of respect. He was just, he was one of those guys that's solid as the day is long. Loved what he did, loved the farm, loved flying. And so when I think about September 11th, I think about him. And then I think about all of the reviews on television that we'll see this weekend, replays of stuff that we don't need to see again. Or do we? Michael, do we need to see that stuff again?
We need to know that it happened. Whether we need to see it again or how many times we need to see it, it needs to be in the national consciousness.
Yes.
for our generation.
Yeah.
The COVID-19 crisis has sort of blocked that out a little bit. Suddenly, yeah, we're not talking about, you know, terrorism and Al Qaeda and ISIS and all that stuff, but it's still. 9/11 was one of the first defining events of the 21st century, changed the course of history, set the tone for our culture, our politics, our way of life to this very day. And, it's like Pearl Harbor Day or one of those situations that is as symbolic as it is, you know, in terms of numbers.
Does it have relevance, though? Do people really get it? That's what I'm wondering about. People, I'm not worried, isn't a worry, but I just think people are not taught about this stuff, so we have no memory of it, and there's a lesson, an important lesson here.
It doesn't seem to be. But it's 19 years now. It's not 2 years, 5 years, 10. It's hard to believe it's 19 years. 2,977 people died in that, 25,000 civilian injuries, $10 billion in infrastructure and property damage. 343 firefighters died, and 72 police officers died. We should keep that in mind as we talk about defunding police.
Yeah. Both Trump and Biden are going to the memorial in Pennsylvania. That's this weekend. All right, 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Attack. With a Mectech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mectech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mectech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the stories and the people are listed, by the way, every week in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find these lists and also ancillary stories every day about your favorite host, what's going on in the News Talk Radio biz. Even though it's a trade publication, lots of people who love the format check out what's going on every day. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Did we finish? Did we have enough time on September 11th? Do we need to?
That's a subjective question. We certainly gave it a lot of time, and I'm glad we did that, because not to would have been a dereliction of scholarly duty.
Yes.
But no, I think we talked about it enough. Is there anything else you have to say about it?
Yeah, I don't want it to occupy all of our time here, because I think we need to spend some time on these fires, man. I was talking to somebody this morning from Portland, Jennifer Horn, as you know, who does the DJV show with me, lives in Los Angeles. My children live in Los Angeles. My grandson's there. Can't see the sun for the smoke and the cloud. Living in this for weeks now at a time. 23 people are dead. The fires are everywhere. And I think that there's some reason to believe that some of them may have been set by interests, the same interests that are trying to scuttle our country in almost every way. I mean, I think there's a connection, frankly, between the fires and who set them and what they're doing, and the relationship that we have with China and Russia, the people who are hacking our election, the people who are trying to destroy our country. I think there's a connection. What do you think?
I think there could be. I hadn't really thought about that because there are, scientific processes at work that could lead to these kinds of fires. Of course,
some fire arson
is something that you can do, take advantage of the dryness and the droughts and the foliage and all the stuff that goes into making a fire. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is this something that, forgive my ignorance on this, is this something that you concocted in terms of your own process, or have you heard this from sources that you believe may be reliable?
I think I have a little of both in my gut. I think there are too many coincidences here with the riots, the whole business. And when you look at how hard the Chinese are trying to disrupt our country, and then you try to figure, well, why are they? We're the goose that laid the golden egg for them. They'd be nothing without us supporting, buying all of their crap. But now they seem to think that they're secure enough so that they can move on to what their real goal is, and that is for world domination. And they have a willing co-conspirator in Putin. The Russians are hacking up everything when it comes to the election. It isn't Republican, Democrat. They're just hacking it. The Chinese seem to be going after Trump now than they were going after Biden before. But it just kind of, when you think it through, Michael, it's the fact that we are as vulnerable. We all have worshipped at the god of technology. I'm not so sure that it isn't a damn curse.
Well, it has as much of a downside as it has an upside. And this has always been the case with technology. And to just think of technology as only good and, you know, that is to be vulnerable to the downside. All new technology brings new threats. We have to be very careful about that. You know, it's funny you mentioned China. I was just looking at this birthday card that I played before, and I turned around to look at the back.
Made in China.
Made in China.
Yeah, my God. You know how hard it is to find? I've been telling on the DJV program, I've been telling stories about me. I'm working hard not to buy anything that's made in China. Nothing. But it took me about 2 weeks to find a new electric razor that wasn't made in China. An electric alarm clock, same thing, pretty much, things like that. But now they've gotten very clever because they're saying designed in America on the box and not made in China, or they're just taking off the reference to China altogether.
The bottom line is that American big business is in bed with China, and that's what complicates the process. We could talk more about that.
The political process, as much as anything else, too, because they're all wanting to support, you know, what's going on. 28F.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Holtquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
As we inch closer to a vaccine for COVID-19, safety is the utmost importance, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC a COVID-19 vaccine has to be approved by an independent committee called the Data and Safety Monitoring Board.
They have nothing to do with the company. They have nothing to do with the FDA. They're an independent group. And they look at the data intermittently to determine, A, is there any safety problem, and B, does it actually work?
The U.S. budget deficit hit an all-time high of $3 trillion for the first 11 months of this budget year, according to the Treasury Department. The ocean of red ink is a product of the government's massive spending to try to cushion the impact of coronavirus-fueled recession that has cost millions of jobs. The deficit from October through August is more than double the previous 11-month record of $1.37 billion set in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thanks a bunch to the people who are listening to us, the devotees who spend an hour or two every week listening to this program. Michael Harrison and I have been doing this for a long time, and so we continue, because that's our want in life, to overview what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. That's what these hours are all about, the charts from the week of September 7th to the 11th, and then ancillary conversations about things that contribute to these items. I thought it was interesting this week, Michael, the poll that suggests most Americans want to vote before Election Day. Think about that in terms of what you and I learned in school, in our civics classes, about voting, the importance of it, I suppose the political ramifications, and now the created convoluted chaos that is surrounding the discussion of whether to mail your ballot, whether to bring it to the city clerk or the town clerk, or whether just to go vote. And if you go vote, you're going to get coronas and die. You know, all of this stuff. It's the crazy thinking here. And so one wonders what toll will that take on the whole system. You know, when you think about the chaos of this year, the virus, Black Lives Matter, the election, the fires. Why are we suffering? Anybody come up with that? Anybody come up with, other than me, with a theory on the air as to why we're going through as a country all this suffering?
I don't have theories about it. In my opinion, the moon and the stars lined up, and I don't mean that from an astrological standpoint. I'm just saying it's random.
But I do.
I'm sort of preempting. This is a preemptive strike.
Okay.
before you start with your hogwash, I'm going to
hogwash.
I'm saying it lovingly.
I know you are.
History is full of all kinds of things happening, overlapping crises and things. You know, we're not guaranteed a middle class consumer oriented existence. That, you know, some people think that the purpose of life is just to buy things and watch football and eat pizza and drink beer and Mm-hmm. Go, you know, I mean,
have
it's
a good
like,
time.
Have a good time and party, man. Let's go party. I mean, yeah. It'd be nice if we could, but the fact is, you know, we're this little frail piece of biology living in a teeny little biosphere around a little piece of dust floating in some type of mysterious cosmos, and it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
That in itself sort of adds fuel to my theory.
Well, okay. I actually honestly apologize for what I said to you.
Why? You shouldn't apologize.
Nah, I apologize. It was uncalled for.
A lot of people poke fun at me because of what I think, but I will tell you that when you look back, if you understand astrology, and you look back to the last time the stars aligned the way they are right now, this year, it was the year of our revolution. And the time the stars lined up like this before that was the fall of the Roman Empire. So you draw your own conclusions,
whatever
you think.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've changed my mind.
Okay, good for you.
I believe you now.
I know you do.
I mean, you know, you could say that about anything. The last time the stars were like, come on.
All right.
So the fall of the Roman Empire fell over, like, it took 200 years for it to fall.
Well, I've started.
It was like around for 500 years. We're only.
What are you going to do? I want to know what Michael Harrison's going to do on Election Day. Are you going to the polls to vote? Are you mailing in your ballot?
I'm mailing in my ballot because I'm not going to be near the polls, perhaps. So I'm doing the mail-in thing because I'm in Florida and I live in Massachusetts. But I got to tell you. I am not a fan of the Electoral College, and it is not because I am a Republican or a Democrat. I just don't like it, I don't want to get into that can of worms.
I don't know. I think we should, because I think more people need to be thinking this through. The hardcore Republicans think it's great because it helps to ensure what Trump Trump's fate may be. But when you look at how Hillary Clinton got screwed because she won the popular vote, and Al Gore got screwed, the system is broken, and the fact that we don't teach civics, and that kids and adults even now don't know how the system works, they don't even know what the Electoral College is, that's the most dangerous thing about the reality of not having, we don't have, number five this week in the countdown is the education crisis. The crisis is nobody's going to school to learn, nobody's learning anything. It's been 6 months since anybody really learned anything in some formal way. And it continues.
These are problems. These are indeed problems. But in terms of like the Electoral College, you know, if I want to vote for president, if I want to vote for Trump or I want to vote for Biden, the truth of the matter is, if you live in Massachusetts, your vote doesn't count.
If you're voting for Trump, forget it. Wasting your time.
Really,
California, the same thing.
You know,
New York State.
And there's all kinds of arguments, and I roll my eyes, you know.
It's not a good one. There are a lot of arguments, but none of them are good.
Look, California and New York are going to control the country. Well, that's because all the people live there. If everybody in the country moved to New Mexico, then it would be the most powerful place.
Right.
We shouldn't care about what people vote. It matters where they live. Give me a break. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt your argument.
You're making a good one.
Did I ever tell you the story about how I voted three times in one day? I don't think I did. I've told it on the air. It's not like I'm, you know, the statute of limitations has run out on this. But I did it to test the system. I voted in the morning in Massachusetts. I voted absentee in Florida. I got on a plane and flew to California and voted in California. All in the same election.
Are you the reason George W. Bush won?
No, this was before that.
Did you cause Al Gore his defeat?
No, I didn't, but it's nice to think that I could have. Right. But the point is that the system is so easily corruptible. And, you know, I say that people say, oh, you're a terrible human being, you're an awful American. I don't know whether I am or not. That's up to you to figure out. I think that I provided a service, in a manner of speaking, because it kind of reminds me of the day I took Cialis and Viagra and Levitra all at once just to see what happened. And so in this circumstance, I wanted to see what would happen, see if
Are you responsible for the explosion of Mount St. Helens? Is that what happened?
People got to think that went through. So, at any rate.
So what happened?
Well, you mean when I voted or when I took
When you took those three drugs at the same time.
It was a, I had a headache.
Did it work?
And,
get a headache?
Oh, yeah, it worked. It was, yeah. It was uncomfortable for a while.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyway, do we have we said enough about the Russians and the Chinese hacking the election and doing what they could do? I want to know if Kim Jong-un, he's number 10 on the people list, is he still alive or not? Come on. What's the story?
I haven't heard from him for a while.
Haven't you?
No, he hasn't sent me any love letters, but...
he didn't send your birthday card?
I have no... No, that'll be next year.
Kim Jong-un wishes you well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, of course he does.
I have no idea whether he's alive or not. I don't even know if he exists. He might be, you know, an automatron.
You know, that could be an automatron. Yeah, he could do that. He could be that. All of those things are possible. The broadcasting business, we're in the broadcasting business. We talk about broadcasting.
Barely. We're sort of
we're doing a broadcast.
After this show.
Well, there's so much serious stuff. It's very, you get a headache. I mean, going through this stuff day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, after a while, you get numb.
That's what's happened,
I think, to a lot of people. They're just numb.
I mean, you and I have been doing this show talking about the top issues of the week for about, 25 years, maybe more.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Mm-hmm. So think about how many stories are dancing in our heads. But one of the causes of depression in the country right now, which if you'll notice on our survey, it's number 10, psychology.
Yep, psychology, relationship.
A lot of depression, a lot of hopelessness, despair, broken relationships and all of that is coming from the stress that's being caused by the news. Mm-hmm. That it is proven.
Do people realize that, you think?
I think people listening to us right now realize it because we're telling them. Some people may not know the cause of their depression, but I think that the news is very depressing. It always has been the negative leads in the news, or it's really not news. That's a whole other story. But the news is so stressful, so polarizing, so contentious, and so uncertain in terms of reliability that it is causing stress and depression among the people.
I think if you don't do things that get your mind off of, I mean, whether it's watching Dancing with the Stars or, Walking Dead or whatever it is, I think too many people are too distracted from they don't want to be in touch with themselves. Maybe that's the problem. We don't want to really deal with our inner thinking, our inner feelings, because it's scary. I mean, I had a TIA last week. I wasn't with you on the air because I was in the hospital being examined to see what was the cause of this little mini stroke that I had. Mm-hmm. And, I've long since given up or thinking about death or being afraid of it. It's long since over in me. But a lot of people don't think that way. They think, oh, my God, this could be it. This could be the end. Could be finished. Mm-hmm. And, it gets... and that, I think, deals with another whole issue of what is spirituality? What do people believe?
We don't know what to believe. Religion has always been a major force in the human condition, in the human psyche.
Why?
I mean, we're wired.
What do we need?
Believe in a higher level of existence. So,
Religion? Is that about religion or is that spirituality?
Well, you can split hairs about it. Religion, spiritual, they all come from basically believing that there's life after death. Mm-hmm. It all comes down to that. I'm going to tell you something profound. It all comes down to whether you believe that there's life after death or not. That's it. Whether you're an atheist, whether you're a religious, whether you're spiritual, whether you're cosmic, whether you're Eastern, Western, whatever it is, it comes down to, is there more to life than what we experience in this lifetime or not? Everything else emanates from that. That's the way I view it. And people who say they're atheists, they do not believe in God, or they do not believe in any of that type of thing beyond what you can see with your sense, feel with your senses, perceive with your senses. That's what it is. They don't believe in life after death.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe that's the Bottom line, how do you know who's coming back to tell us that story? Maybe that's another story. That'll be in the top 10 when that happens.
That's in the top 10 of the big chart in the sky.
Yeah, the big chart in the sky.
All we have on this survey is what people are talking about on News Talk Radio. It's not what people are talking about in the elevators. It's not what people are talking about in terms of their bedrooms and their living rooms on the sidewalks with their friends on phone calls. And I mean, there's a lot more being talked about than just, you know, the Woodward tapes and the Atlantic article and the crisis in education. People talk about their lives. They talk about their feelings. They talk about their illnesses. They talk about emotions, relationships. Those are the real things that dominate people's thoughts. They talk about the weather. They talk about their computers. They talk about their children. They talk about their parents. There's so much more to what people deal with in living than just politics or public policy.
Thank heavens for that. Next up, our list of the important people, according to the researchers at Talkers Magazine, as they listen to talk radio programs and hosts all around the country to come up with this list every week. At number 10, Kim Jong-un, Mr. Fatty. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is at number 9. Michael Cohen is at 8. William Barr at 7. Nancy Pelosi, getting her hair done, number 6. Mitch McConnell is 5. Dr. Fauci is 4. He can speak now after he got his polyps fixed. Joe Biden is at 3. Bob Woodward at 2. And El Presidente, Donald Trump, at number 1. So there we have it, the list of people. That's very interesting. Well, for the most part, the people list is integrated with the story list, as you probably can figure out by listening to both of them. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a final thought after these words.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Knee injuries are common among athletes, but it's not just the pros who are at risk.
Sports that involve aggressive cutting, pivoting, landing from jumps, that's when the ACL can get stressed and loaded significantly to the point where it may rupture.
Dr. Edward Laskowski says preventing ACL or anterior cruciate ligament injuries is a big area of study.
Researchers have looked at and analyzed movement patterns that are risk factors for ACL injury. And one of the movement patterns we've found, we call it dynamic medial knee valgus. What does that mean? So it's when you move, your knee goes medial or in.
Dr. Laskowski says he uses this to screen kids who are going into high school sports.
We have somebody do a squat, and oftentimes a single leg squat. We can see that knee dive to the inside.
When that's the case, an exercise program can be tailored to strengthen key areas and reduce the risk of injury. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So one of the things, I would like to, I don't know if 60 seconds is enough time to talk about how we do what we do, but Talkers Magazine is a great story helping people understand how we do remote broadcasting. Like you and I are remote broadcasters, and more people are doing it that way. Does it change the quality of what we're listening to, do you think?
It may change the sound quality to one degree or another, but it opens the quality in terms of content to unlimited access to the world. Mm-hmm. So now we're in a golden era of broadcasting, in as much as we're not confined to the studio. We can do it from anywhere with a minimal amount of equipment because of the digital era.
Yeah, it really is quite different, even though it all sounds like we're in a studio. I have a studio in my house, you do too, but a lot of people do it on the fly, and because of the quality of the equipment, you can't really tell. And that story, if you want to check that out, go to Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers. It's 10 before the hour.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now we move into the portion of the broadcast that features Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal beagle here on the program. I try to take some of the items in the top ten list and see how we can apply the law to some of them. Steve also is an expert, though, in scams. His website, scamaside.com. A lot of information there. Lots and lots of scams going on right now. The legal side of the relationship issues that have come out of COVID. Number 10 this week is a focus that's been in and out of the top 10 for the last three or four months, since people started to realize that they're spending a lot of time with people they don't like, i.e., all right, husband and wife. Do you know any good divorce lawyers? And if so, what's their activity quotient these days?
Well, that actually is a very interesting thing, because one of my former law associates has Jim Brick has a law firm that specializes in divorce. He is absolutely incredible. And divorce law came to a halt. The courts came to a halt during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But I was just talking to Jim a few weeks ago, saying, I don't think you should be concerned. When things open up after this pandemic, you're going to have more divorce work than you can ever deal with.
Yeah.
So I'll be curious to see if that actually is true.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the rumor around. So you wonder. But in terms of other things, one of the other impacts of COVID is bankruptcies. You know any bankruptcy lawyers, and what are they going through these days?
Well, they're not going bankrupt, I'll tell you that. The list of bankruptcies and corporate reorganizations that are occurring now, both the Chapter 7 direct bankruptcy and Chapter 11 reorganizations, they're going to be busy in the courts for a long time. The good side of it is the bankruptcy laws if operated correctly, can help businesses stay in business, can keep some people employed. A lot of people are going to be taking a hit on payments as far as bankruptcy, but by and large, it's a way of keeping the economy going.
The presidential race number two impacted the Woodward tapes number one, all about the election, people who are being scared away by the news media and other facets of this crazy time that we're in. How do we vote? Where do we vote? Who do we vote for? All of that stuff. At the end of the day, there are a lot of people, Steve, who are saying it'll be the law that will decide who the next president is because of the mess, the misunderstanding of people and how the system works. And no matter who wins, there's going to be trouble and probably a lot of legal. It makes the Gore Bush thing look like kindergarten, right?
Yes, just those little hanging chads. Yeah, I agree. I do think, though, that you have to put much of this concern at the feet of the president. The president has made really unsupported allegations regarding the mail-in ballots, although, quite frankly, just recently a new report was issued by Microsoft, and the attack levels from China and Iran and Russia on on the campaigns are tremendous. It makes 2016 look like small potatoes. So, yeah, there's going to be some significant attacks. I do think, particularly the manner in which the president has indicated he looks at the election, that the courts will be brought into this, and perhaps even the Supreme Court. This is a Supreme Court that, you know, is somewhat conservative, but I think led by Justice Roberts, they will make the right decision.
He seems to be pretty open-minded. Yeah.
I
trusted this court, actually, more than I did the one in 2000 that gave it to Bush because he didn't deserve it. And that's the whole Electoral College debate. Michael Harrison and I had that discussion on the body of the countdown this week. We both think that this is something that should be dismantled. Most people don't even understand how it works and don't understand that if you live in Massachusetts, you don't vote. If you vote for Trump, forget it. Your vote doesn't count.
Yeah, you know, put me in on your team on that one. I think that's is something that no longer needs to be around.
It's a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from our rusty rack of rotten records, as I used to say back in the disc jockey days. So there, hold on to that one, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor at Bentley University, lawyer, always here every weekend to give us some refreshing overviews of some of these important stories from a legal point of view. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.